On our program today, Michelle Jacobson joins us, Boone Community Theater. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Here we are. You are in the midst of your summer youth program.
Yes, so, we are. Yep.
And already did one. Charlie?
Two. Oh, yes. Well, okay. We've had a lot of youth things going on, so we could
tally let's go them first. Up. The first production, Charlie Chocolate Factory, and the Chocolate Factory. But that was the first one as far as a production performance and everything else. It did that in June.
Yes, we did.
Actually started much earlier when you had the auditions for it, which is when you found out I'm going to have to do another second one.
I'm going to get to do another one.
Yeah, get to do another. So first one, things went well because that was one of those things where people need to understand. When you get youth in there, you have them do just about everything.
Yes. Yeah, so they helped build the set. They helped paint the set. They constructed set pieces and props. We had some young people running lights and sound. They do everything. And then they're acting on stage, and they helped pick out their costumes. We spent a lot of time going through the costume racks and finding just exactly what their character needed. And some of them learned how to do their own stage makeup. So that was a lot.
That's a bunch.
It is a bunch. I think everybody had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I feel like people learned things about performing. They learned things about being involved in a show that they didn't know before. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting.
And the performances that were done had a lot of people turned out for them. At least all the parking was filled up.
Yes. Yeah. It's not hard to fill up the parking. But we did have two sold out performances. We actually had people that were like, well, can we just add a couple seats on the side? And so we had to add some extra seats that had some obstructed views, but we made it work.
Sure.
So.
Good.
It was great.
We come back with our, what is it, club, right?
Yes. So we have our Monday night clubs.
Monday night clubs. And this is more of learning about theater and different aspects of theater.
Yes. And a lot of, it's a lot of hands-on stuff too. So last week we learned about mime with John Hoffman. And so he demonstrated things and then taught the kids how to do the things, taught me how to do the things. I was like, oh, I've never been able to do this before. So just different aspects of theater. And then the kids get time to practice whatever it is. So this coming Monday will be magic. And so we have Tom Mason, who's a local magician, is coming in, and he's going to do a little magic performance, and then he's going to teach them how to actually do a magic trick. So that's really exciting. We've never had a magician come in before.
All right.
So.
Well, it is all part of being on stage.
It is, yeah. I think it's great to see there's so many different aspects of being on stage and things that are theatrical that you don't always think about. A lot of people think like, oh, if I'm not an actor, then the theater is not for me. Well, you don't have to be an actor. You can do lots of other things. We've talked about that before, all the behind-the-scenes things. But then also a magician is a type of actor. It's a type of performance.
Sure.
And so I think it'll be really cool for young people to see just a different aspect and a different direction you can go with performance art.
So you've been doing, the clubs, or the club concept, which is basically a class on theater, some aspect of theater or performing that
is this the third summer. Yep.
Okay. You don't have any shortage of people coming in to teach these specialties.
Yeah, it's really exciting when we get new people.
The pressure's not all on you
to do it. I actually am teaching zero of them this summer, which is kind of crazy because I usually do at least one. And this summer I had enough people that had things they wanted to teach about that I said, well, I'll step back. I don't need to run one myself. So
the art of mime, of course, John Hoffman. And so now magician coming up. But it's some aspect.
Yeah, yep. And we have
a couple of weeks ago you did makeup.
We did stage makeup. That was a lot of fun. And the kids all took it a little bit different way. So that was kind of fun too, to see their creativity. Like, hey, we're going to talk about the way you apply this. And then some of them were like, but what if I try this? And so that was kind of neat to see too, that they have their own ideas about what exactly it is that we're working on too, which really that's what it's all about, is about being creative. So
nowadays you can find so many programs like the makeup artist one, you know, when they do those, or design and stuff. There's a lot of different things so they can see that.
Yep.
But here's the practical application.
Right, so. Exactly. Now you can come try it out. Yeah. So one of our young people, when we did the makeup, decided that they didn't want to do, you know, traditional stage makeup. They're like, well, what if I wanted to be a raccoon on stage? Because we've talked about, you know, different characters and things like that. So that was fun to watch that process of figuring out, like, well, this color works for this and this color doesn't work for that. And It was really fun.
In imagination for community theater, have an imagination on how to do that.
Yes, great. Creativity is so huge.
So, well, you've got several of those coming up into August, right?
Yes, yep, all the way through August, the middle of August, right up until when school starts. So,
and you don't get to do it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I'll be there hanging out and supervising, but and learning. Like last week, I got I got to learn, so that's fun for me too.
And magician.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any magic tricks, so I'm excited.
So there we go.
I know.
We do have our second production. Now, I know construction's going on downtown. It's a little bit more of a challenge and everything.
It is.
But you still have the second performance for young people coming up.
Yes.
And for those that might have missed, or because you had so many that actually tried out, auditioned for your first production.
We did. We had a much bigger number of students audition for the first one than we anticipated, and we had to put a cap on the number we could actually accept just because of logistics and who we can have in the building. And so that was really it was hard. It's really hard to turn kids away that want to be involved. I hate that feeling.
She's sitting there going, I got to find something.
I know. And so I sat down, Homie Simmons and I sat down and we were like, what can we do for these other kids? I just feel terrible. And we looked at each other and we're like, we're doing another one. We need to do it. And the board said, go ahead. So we love, I mean, the whole theater board is so supportive of everything that we want to do for the young people. I just think it's such a great organization. So we're really excited. We're going to do a second week long this time instead of 2 weeks. So just 1 week. That'll be the 22nd through the 27th. So coming right up, you actually can still sign up your child if you're interested. There's a link on the our website right now.
Yeah, and you can just and you add characters as it comes in.
Yeah, or the show that we chose, it's called Epic Fail, and it's all about, you know, failing epically, which we all do all the time in different areas of our lives. So it's kind of just like a tongue in cheek comedy about what it's like to live a life where, you know, you're constantly making mistakes and then figuring out how to move forward. But anyway, so Epic Fail, it's set up so that there's different scenes featuring different characters.
Okay.
So they're vignettes. So we kind of have an unlimited number of people that we can have within those vignettes because there's different smaller speaking parts in each one, and then there's kind of a main focal character in each of the vignettes. But because it's not a through story like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was, where you have to have the same characters all the way through, each vignette could have a different group of kids. So that's why we're able to say anybody who wants to do it can, because there's plenty of opportunities within it, which is why we picked it, because we thought we hated the feeling of having to say no to people. So we need to find something where we can say yes to everybody, because that's what we really want to do. We want to give kids the opportunity. And telling them no feels so awful.
She just hates to
I
do that.
It was awful. Because we want to be encouraging and supportive. And then to feel like, oh, well, I didn't get picked. Like, that's a hard thing for a young person. And that's not what our organization's about. So,
not for community theater. Everybody's got a place.
Yes, we want everybody to have a place. Exactly.
And this will be coming up. Then you're going to have the performance, what, 27th?
Yeah, so there's one on the 26th in the evening at 7, and then the 27th is a 2 o'clock performance. So we'll have two shows again.
Okay. And you may have to park a little ways away and walk.
But, you might have to. But that's okay, because the downtown improvements are going to be worth it.
And we're at 711 Story.
Yes. Yes, right downtown.
Now, this is just going for youth, and I go back to this because even Homie before was trying to do them in the middle, and then you got involved with doing them as well. But all along, community theater has wanted to do something in the summertime for youth because it's a great opportunity to get young people involved, get them on stage. Yes. You like getting them up there and getting them comfortable.
Yes, oh, for sure. And some of them come in and they're already comfortable and they just need an outlet. You can just see that they need...
Well, there's some that you just go, whoa.
Yes, they need a place. They have all this creative energy and all of this, like, these big personalities, and they just need a place where they can go and they can be part of a community. I loved during Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the last performance we sat down before and just kind of went around the circle and said some different things. And one of the young people said that she often doesn't feel like she fits in. And she said she found her people. And I had to like hold it back, you know, because my mom and teacher tears were like about ready to burst. Because I was like, that is really what it is finding people who get you and who accept you just the way that you are. and are interested in the things that you're interested in. That's so important when young people can find something where it's like, hey, this is a thing that I like and I'm good at, and here are some other people that like it and are good at it, and hey, now we're friends and we can do this awesome thing together. And I don't know. It's just such a wonderful thing to see. That melted my heart. I want kids to be comfortable with who they are. And if we can help them find their people or find something that they feel good about, what an awesome thing to be part of.
Yeah. Not all of them are Boone students. Some No. come from other schools. Some are homeschooled. And again, it's a variety. They get their group.
Yeah.
And one thing I do know, though, is we get a lot of them that come out of here and go right into doing productions at Boone High School.
Oh, for sure.
And we've got a lot of young people that do a lot of different things for their theater productions.
Yes. Yep. Whether they're in school here in Boone or in Ogden or Madrid, yeah. wherever they go, kids that have been involved in BCT typically then go on and do wonderful things in their school programs as well. And we've had some students go on and do things in college. And that's really exciting, yeah. too, to see people continue in their life, yeah. or even kids who were involved in youth shows that now are adults who want to be involved in the theater still. Like, yeah. what a great lifelong opportunity and experience for them. So
I did that, but I haven't done it now since high school or something like that, you know. All right, so that's just about the youth activity that's going on.
Yes.
We do have a lot of regular community theater things that are still going on. And no, I've already warned people, you probably aren't going to tell us what the schedule is for the next season, because you're kind of waiting for an open house.
We are. We have an open house on August 8th, and so we will announce the season at the open house on August 8th. So if you're dying to know what it is, show up, and we'll tell you then. But until then, my lips are sealed.
Okay.
It's fun to build up the anticipation.
So, well, I know, and I'm sitting here thinking, usually your first production's in September. So
yes. It'll be a little bit later this year
because
in
of the delay.
October. Yeah. We actually, yeah, there was kind of two separate choices that happened, and then it worked out together. But yeah, it'll be a little bit later, towards the beginning of October for the first show. So there'll be plenty of time for auditions and rehearsals before
And the
then.
Big thing is, you want to have this open house. You want people to come in and see what you've got now and what you've been able to do with it so far.
Right, because we are slowly making changes to the building and slowly taking steps to make it a theater space. Mm-hmm. Because when we moved in, it wasn't a theater space. So we're converting it. Yeah. So it's fun for people to come in and see where we are and to see where we plan to go. Because I think that's important, too, to see, like, well, this is what it is now, but here's kind of the vision for where we're going. So that'll be fun to share at the open house, too, with people that are interested in seeing what the plans are.
I always seems like this. So the different productions I've been to, it seems like the stage setting has whatever production is coming up.
Yes.
You select the area and develop the stage for that area.
That's exactly right. And so I don't know if you're familiar with the term black box theater, mm-hmm. but that's what we're going for, where it's basically just a big open black box.
Sure.
And then you set up the stage for whatever feels right for that show. So it creates a lot of flexibility that we're really excited about. And that was when we looked at purchasing this building that we were thinking about, like, oh, we could set the stage this way or this way or this way. And we have a lot of people who direct that have lots of different big ideas.
Sure.
And so it's great to have the space to make those big ideas actually happen. And like you said, it's fun. It's a challenge to move it around all the time, because there's a lot of stuff that has to move around when you move the stage. But it's really a neat experience to start a show as a director and think, I have this whole area. What do I want to use and how do I want to use it? Mm-hmm. And you get to redesign your space every time. So I think it's a fun challenge.
We go keep working.
Yeah, yep.
One of the other things is you do have other activities that are going on there. Now, last month, you had an open mic, middle of the month on the 14th. But first Friday is always game night.
Yes, first Friday
something
is game
you guys
night.
Decided, we're going to have a game night.
Yeah, we have some people involved pretty heavily in the theater that really love to play tabletop board games. And they were like, I don't have a group of people to play with anymore, like, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
What if we just start one here on Friday nights? Because we don't often have rehearsals on Fridays. Sometimes it has to move if we're going to have a show the first Friday. But it's a pretty good day for us for what we're doing. And so everyone just said, well, sure, why not? We can open our doors and play some games. And we've had really good turnouts. We've had lots of people. We've had families. And it's played lots of different types of games. It's been a lot of fun.
So someone that might have walked by and they know people are in there, but you pretty much go towards the back. I mean, outside of the front entry lobby
right.
area.
So yeah, there's the lobby entrance, and then you have to actually go through the doors into the theater space to get to where we have game night. Because
And different games. You have people come and bring their own games.
Yes, people are bringing their own games. We actually had someone donate a whole bunch of games, so that was exciting. So we have some that just live there. And then most people who come bring at least one of their own games that they want to play. So last month, I spent pretty much the entire time learning to play a new game with a group of people that, you know, I only knew a couple of them going into it, but it was fun to get to know people as we played and learn a new game. And now we'll see what people bring tonight.
What time do they come in?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
And all they have to do is show up. Do they bring any snacks to share? What do you do?
Nothing is required of you.
Okay. Come and be ready to play.
Come and be ready to play. Yep. We do usually make popcorn and we have water, yeah, but if you know you want to bring something else to snack on, or we have that awesome popcorn machine. We typically make popcorn, but kind of depending on the feel. Like sometimes people don't want it. So. Yeah. But, yep, so we can do that, and you can bring in your own treats if you want to. But there's, like I said, no requirement. You don't have to bring a game if you want. Just bring yourself, and you can play what's there.
See, see what's going on.
Yep.
Do you have people playing cribbage at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just kidding. Do you play cribbage?
I used to.
Yes, I've never played.
Oh.
Well, you should come and teach us how to play cribbage.
Well, I don't know if I can remember anymore. It's been a long time.
We could look up the directions.
We used to do, Risk. Yeah, college. Oh, that would take a long time.
That does take a long time.
Yeah, but so this is something that community theater started doing. First Friday, 7 o'clock. Plan. Just come on down, see what's going on. If you find something interesting to do, if you want to play chess with Christopher Levi,
to play chess with you. Although he's not going to be there tonight, so you'll have to play chess with somebody else. I am not as worthy of an opponent, so don't ask me.
Do we have any other events coming up? Have you talked about any other open mic?
Yeah, there's. Well, we actually are having a trivia night on the 19th.
Okay.
So that's another Friday in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Having a trivia night, so that'll be a lot of fun. It'll just be a $5 entry fee, just like we do for open mics.
Sure.
But you come and your table will be your team. So bring people that you think know things about lots of stuff.
And be ready to have a fun time doing
trivia. It's just going to be fun. I love trivia. So we talked about it. I was like, well, I can make that happen. I love trivia.
I know this is one of the things, I know you guys are doing with these, but it does, having your space at 7-Eleven Story Street, does give you opportunities to do quite a variety of things.
It does. It really opens up what we're able to do and gives us a lot more freedom than what we had before. And just the size of our space is great, too, because we're allowed to have a lot more people in it than we were in our previous space that we were renting. So it's really great. And owning a building is a lot of work, but I think we love that we're in charge of how we use it and what we do. And it just feels very much like as a group we can decide how things are working and what things we want to have involved. And it's been really wonderful.
All right. Quickly, let's summarize on our youth activity.
Yes.
What's going on. We still have time for parents or young people that would like to participate in Epic Failure.
Yes.
To get signed up. That is going to be, 20?
It's the 22nd is the first day.
Okay.
Yep. So that whole week.
So anytime up to then. And they can also make contact, again, by just contacting youth. Theater?
Yeah, they can get on. Yep, they can contact youth@boonecommunitytheater at Gmail.
Yeah.
Or if you get on our website, it's so easy to click the youth link and find all of the information and
where
to go.
And you also have a youth Facebook page, don't you?
There is a youth Facebook page that's child of the main Facebook page.
Yeah.
All the stuff's on the main page too, so you shouldn't have to look too hard to find what's going on.
Information there. The clubs, again, first Monday
every Monday.
And once again, there is nominal fee for that.
Yes.
A lot of it's for supplies, things like that.
Right. Yeah. Just to make sure that we have the things that we need if there are supplies needed. So,
and you can come and go. If you go to the magic one, you don't have to go to the next, whatever
it is.
Right.
And if you haven't been to one yet, you can still come. They don't build on each other in any way. They're each standalone. So when you can make it, come. And if you can't make it, then we'll see you when you can.
And participation every year gets a little bit more.
Yeah, and varied, too. We get different groups of kids and different age groups. So, yeah.
Michelle Jacobson, who, by the way, now happens to be president of the board, Boone Community Theater, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.